cost and reimbursement issues aside, what's your sort of gut instinct right now in terms of efficacy and side effects of, let's say, sunitinib versus single-agent bevacizumab?
The bevacizumab first-line study was in combination with interferon. I think the efficacy data has to be regarded that way. The response rate reported by Bernard Escudier was on the order of 30%, which is considerably higher than that of other bevacizumab studies as monotherapy in renal cancer. There was the Jim Yang study, which reported a 10% response rate for bevacizumab, and there was also a large randomized phase 2 trial in first-line therapy that was reported by Bukowski et al. In the Journal of Clinical Oncology of bevacizumab plus placebo versus bevacizumab plus Tarceva. Now, that study showed no benefit for the addition of Tarceva to bevacizumab, but it does give us our only look at the efficacy of bevacizumab monotherapy in first-line treatment. And in that study, the response rate for bevacizumab monotherapy was on the order of 10%, and the median progression-free survival was between 8 and 9 months. So those considerations lead me to believe that the efficacy data reported by Escudier must be considered in the context of combination of bevacizumab plus interferon.